Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is Jeff Casey, who is the managing director of the Toll Theater. I don't know why I skipped a beat, but I know you so well. Well, Jeff, it's great to have you back as
Thank you.
Our guest, and we're going to talk about your upcoming Christmas production.
We are, yes. Miracle on 34th Street, a live musical radio play.
A live musical radio play. So everybody will be standing like they were in a studio.
Precisely.
In
so
the 1940s.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's not like the big musical that people have come to know based on the movie. It's based on the original 1947 radio broadcast.
I see.
So it's the same story.
Uh-huh.
Susan doesn't believe in Santa Claus.
Oh.
The whole story happens. She believes in Santa Claus.
Oh. Okay.
So it's a story we all know and love. Yeah, just told in a radio style. So it's kind of fun. A little bit of a shift.
So you get to have fun costumes still.
Fun costumes, yes. Of course, Kevin Bellamy wouldn't live through a Christmas at the Toll without fun costumes. So yeah, all the period style that our audiences have come to know and love. We thought it was a great buffer between Fab 50s presentations. So it's still kind of that same vintage era.
Because last year was the first year you didn't do Fab 50s.
That is correct.
What did you do?
We did Plaid Tidings.
Plaid Tidings, okay. But do not despair.
No, do not.
Fab 50s is coming back next year.
Coming back, roaring back in 2020.
Oh, boy.
Woo!
That'll be good. Roaring back for the 1920s.
Thank you for catching that.
Yes. Yes. Well, and so what? So this is, what is your master plan here? What's going on?
Well, we ran Fab 50s Christmas for a number of years, and it was very, very successful. And we thought it was, you know, like all things, sometimes too much of a good thing is indeed not good.
Yeah.
So we decided to take a couple of years break, and next year seemed to be the perfect timing to bring it back. We're partnering with Hospice of the Calumet Area for their style show next spring.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, it will be all set in the 50s. So all of the fashion will be the costuming from our vintage costume stock from the Toll, and Vanis, of course, does the hair, so it'll be all 50s style dudes. It'll be a lot of fun, yeah.
That's a very clever idea. So that's taking place in the springtime.
It is, and that will be our campaign marketing launch for Fab 50s coming back next holiday.
I see. Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah, we're excited about it.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love that little twist on a tradition.
Yes.
And not just – so – That's fun. That'll be great fun. How many? So who models in the hospice style shows?
Typically, they're volunteers
and
they're house staff people, which is great. It kind of gives them a showcase moment.
Uh-huh.
And then they get all pampered on at Vanis the morning of the style show, and Vanis does their hair and gets them all ready, and then they walk the runway.
And so the one a fun part of fashion shows is the narration.
Yes.
So who's going to put that together?
That would be me.
I see. And then who's going to narrate it?
That would be me.
I see. That'll be so fun. Oh, how fun.
I'm excited.
Yeah. So back to Miracle on 34th Street.
Yes.
How large is your cast?
That's another unique thing about it. So the full show, obviously, you know, every little character that walks across the stage is a different character. In the radio version, there are 6 cast members, so everybody plays multiple characters, which makes it more fun for the actors, certainly, and even for the audience, because they're literally and figuratively changing hats to change characters so that the audience can keep up with who's playing whom.
Yeah.
It's a small cast of 6. Delightful young local girl playing Susan.
Mm-hmm.
Ava, and I can't remember Ava's last name right now. It's our first time working with her. So she will be adorable. And Marty Grubbs, who years ago, he'll kill me for saying this, taught drama at Highland High School.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking decades ago.
Mm-hmm.
This is Marty's return to the stage after many, many years being gone from the stage. He's playing the beloved character Kris Kringle.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's going to be super cute.
So you have some local flavor.
We do, yes.
That's good. Hey, did we ever give you those tables back? Or are they sitting at substation number 9 still? Speaking of your basement, it just cracked.
I have no idea.
The Toll Theater audience, listening audience, the Toll Theater graciously lent 2 tables to an exhibit that I curated in Chicago, 1950s
Oh, yes,
vintage.
They're back. Yes, they're back.
Okay,
yes.
Okay, good.
We have them.
So, all right, Miracle on 34th Street opens when?
We open December 6th on Friday and run 3 consecutive weekends, closing on Sunday, December 22nd.
Good. So it's a nice long run.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a fun way to celebrate the holidays.
Everybody
Jeff.
Should come out and see us.
It sounds like it's a perfect, perfect art program
Thank
for
you.
That time of year.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for being here, Jeff, and thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.